奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续来学习撒迦利亚书。
In the name of Jesus, let us continue learning from the book of Zechariah.
所以眼前我们要读的这卷书，它是2500多年前所写的一卷。
The book that we have ahead of us was written 2,500 years ago.
流传到我们今天。
And has been preserved till present day.
这就是一件神迹。
This in itself is a miracle.
在历史上有很多的王公将相他们用尽很多的方法要这个消灭这本圣经。
There were many powers, many reigns, many forces that wanted to eliminate the Bible as such.
来自各方各种的力量。
Forces from different kinds, from different natures.
但是那些人都已经不在了。
But these people are gone.
神的话安定在天。
Yet the Bible remains fixed up on high.
流传到我们手上，这是神为他的话语来做了保守。
It has been passed on to our hands, and this is how God protected His own word.
有一次小弟去访问一位八十几岁的老姐妹。
One time I had the opportunity to visit a sister who was in her 80s.
她正在抄写圣经。
And she was copying the Bible.
她眼镜的厚度很厚，是1200度，近视1200度。
The thickness of her glasses was impressive. It was 1200 diopters.
但是她有非常爽朗的笑声。
But she had a very charming and refreshing laughter.
她很高兴。
She was very joyful.
她说我在每天早上都是抄写圣经。
She said every morning I wake up and I look forward to copying the Bible.
用手抄写。
And copying by hand.
小弟问她你抄写几次了？
So I asked her how many times did you copy the Bible already?
她说我每天就写一章。
And she said, well, I take it one chapter a day at a time.
持续了20几年的时间了。
And I have been doing this for 20 some years.
难怪她的圣经很熟。
So no wonder she was very familiar with the Bible.
她说在写的时候就在思想。
She said that as she wrote, she meditated upon what she wrote.
每天早上都这样做。
And this is what she did every morning.
有一位姐妹。
There was another sister.
眼睛看不到。
And who could not see very well.
她每次到教会来就是以前就抱着很厚的那个点字的那个盲人用的那个点字版的。
And what she did was to bring a very thick volume of a Bible in Braille to read from.
很多人在追求神的话语呢，他比我们付出更多。
Many people put much more effort than we do into pursuing God's word.
所以我们真的要留这本书。
So truly, let us preserve this book.
现在有一点年纪我觉得其他的书我都不太喜欢看。
Now that I'm a certain age, I see that I'm attracted to other sort of books now.
那现在就是这本书就最好了。
But this book is the very best.
所以我们要随身放在我们身边。
Therefore, let it not depart from our side.
这个有钱要买圣经，有闲要读圣经。
If we have money, why not spend on the Bible? If we have time, why not spending on the Bible as well?
圣经也是很便宜。
The Bible doesn't cost much, doesn't it?
一本20-30块就有了。
It's maybe $20-30 a piece.
但是它的价值远远胜过这些钞票的面值。
But its value is high above any nominal cost of any bill on this planet.
让我们开始来读经。
Let us start with a Bible reading.
撒迦利亚书第一章。
Zechariah chapter 1.
2500多年前，撒迦利亚得到神的默示，他所写的。
This is the writings of Zechariah who received the revelation of God 2500 years ago.
大利乌王第二年八月，主的话临到义多的孙子比利家的儿子先知撒迦利亚说。
1. In the 8th month of the 2nd year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo, the prophet, saying,
这是波斯王大利乌第二年，那这个对照世界史的年代呢，是在主前520年。
This here is the 8th month of the 2nd year of the reign of Darius, and this contrasted to our normal timeline would be 520 BC.
如果你看哈该书
If we look onto Haggai,
第一章第一节
chapter 1, verse 1,
它是大利乌王第二年六月初一日，主的话借先知哈该。
In the second year of King Darius, in the sixth month of the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came by Haggai.
同一年他们被呼召来工作。
They were called upon to work for God in the same year.
哈该先知是六月初一日。
Haggai was in the first of the sixth month.
撒迦利亚先知是八月。
Zechariah started in the 8th month.
所以撒迦利亚先知他慢了两个月。
So Zechariah was 2 months behind Haggai.
那我们读哈该是会发现说， 他把这个日期都压得很清楚。
When we read the book of Haggai, we notice that timekeeping is kept to a T.
那撒迦利亚先知也是一样。
And the same thing applies to Zechariah.
啊，他也把这个日期写得很清楚。
The dates are recorded very precisely.
那这倒是其他的先知书比较少见的。
This is something actually rare, not seen in other prophetic books.
那因为他们这样详细的记录了这个年代啊，所以我们在对照世界史呢就。有一个很清楚的依据。
Because they recorded the time so accurately, then it is very easy for us to compare and contrast.
2500多年前。
2500 years ago.
一个人把重要的事件呢，把年月日都把它压上去了。
A person decided to record the date, the month, and the year.
啊，可见他的用心。
And in this, we can see their focus and attention to detail.
但是留下这个记录，更重要的是告诉我们说，这真的是从神的默示来的。
But the fact that we have this record kept to present day tells us that this is a revelation that comes from God. Anything here is true and not false in the least bit.
那这里提到他的祖父跟他的父亲。
Here we see the name of his father and his grandfather.
那因为这样，所以我们可以对照这个祭司的家谱。
And because of this, we can align this with the genealogy of the priests.
就发现撒迦利亚他是祭司，但他也是先知。
So we realize that Zechariah was not only a prophet, but he was also a priest.
好，先知是代表神对人说话。
The priest represents God in his speech.
祭司是代表人在神面前献祭。
And the priest is the one who offers for men before God.
先知把神的话带到人面前去。
The prophet brings God's word in front of men.
祭司把人的罪愆带到神面前赎罪。
The priest brings the sins of men before God for their atonement.
现在撒迦利亚他这两个职分都有。
And now Zechariah possesses these two identities.
所以他的信息会更加的全面性。
And because of this, his message is more impartial.
他更能够清楚。神的心意也知道百姓的需要。
It is more global, more universal, for he understands the needs and the desires of the people.
不过呢，在历史上未曾有一个人呢，他是身兼三职，三个职分都在他身上的。
However, even when we consider Zechariah, there was no one in history who possessed the three identities we mentioned in the last class.
大卫是君王。
David was a king.
他也一时之间被圣灵感动，也说了预言。
And when he was touched once by the Holy Spirit, he became a prophet, for he prophesied.
所以呢，也可以称得上是一个先知。
So we can say that he was a prophet.
啊，但是他不是祭司。
But he was not a priest.
那扫罗他是君王。
Saul was king.
他却越权要做了先知所做的事情。
But he transgressed.
做了祭司所做的事情。
He trespassed his duty and took up the duty of a priest.
啊，他越权去献祭，神就不喜悦。
He went beyond his duty and responsibility, and God was not well pleased.
所以没有那个身份，不能够做那个工作。
So without the identity and the position, we cannot do the works related to them.
有那个职分，就要那个尽那个本分。
If there is the ministry, then there is the need to fulfill the role.
啊，那唯有耶稣基督，他身兼三职。
Only Jesus Christ took up all three identities at the same time.
这三个职分都是要由高圣膏油来抹头，来高立。
All three ministries need the anointing of the head.
啊，那代表神要拣选他，要他分别为圣。
And this tells us that God chose him and sanctified him.
本来是一个普通名词，但是后来变成一个专有名词。
It became a common name. Now it is a special designation.
专用在耶稣基督身上。
And designated especially in Jesus Christ.
啊，那现在先知他有两种身份。
So now this prophet here has two identities or ministries.
但是呢，我们可以看得到，他并没有写太多他自己的事情。
Yet we realize that he doesn't talk much about himself.
啊，有一些先知他根本没有提到他什么地方的人，他父亲是谁。
Some of the prophets don't even say where they are from nor who their father is.
啊，通常在先知书里面我们看得到的就是先知对他自己的事情他并不多说。
Normally, we see that prophets don't talk much about themselves and their background.
啊，因为先知并不是先知书的主角。
And because the prophets are not the main character of the prophetic books.
神要他说的话语呢才是主要的地方。
The main course in the book is the word of God that comes to them.
所以先知他很少去凸显他个人的东西。
Therefore, prophets rarely exalt themselves and stand out.
那虽然有些时候他会有一些心智上的表明。
Although at times they manifest the condition of their hearts.
像那个弥迦先知啊，就是因为有假先知攻击他嘛。
Like for example, when Micah faces the opposition of false prophets,
他就表明了自己的心智。
Then he made known his feelings and emotions.
他是靠着神的灵。
And by the Spirit of God.
啊，所以他有能力啊，来 有才能啊，来讲这些预言。
He gained the power and the talent to speak the prophecies which he spoke.
先知通常是隐藏自己的。
The prophets normally hide themselves.
这是我们看到的这个特色。
This is a defining feature that we see over here.
我们在教会做圣工，我们服事也是这样。
When we serve God, when we do holy work, the same thing should apply to us.
在这一段里面呢，我们可以看得到。
In this passage, we notice something.
像第一节啊
，Verse 1,
底下说主的话临到这个先知。
The word of the Lord came to this prophet.
那第三节
，Verse 3,
底下说万军之主如此说。
Thus says the Lord of hosts.
第三节最后说这是万军之主说的。
And then also verse 3 says the Lord of hosts.
在第四节
，Verse 4,
不要笑话你们列祖从前的先知呼叫他们说万军之主如此说。
Do not be like your forefathers to whom the former prophets preached, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts.
第四节的底下，这是主说的。
Verse 4 again, says the Lord.
因此在这么短的四个经节。
So in such a short span of four verses,
提到主的话如此说，这是主说的，提到五次。
There are five instances of Thus says the Lord or Thus says the Lord of hosts.
这就是先知的本色。
And this is the feature of the prophet.
他说的是神要他说的。
This is his nature. He speaks whatever God speaks.
跟其他的先知一样。
Like just any other prophet.
都是领受神的话语。
And they receive God's word.
他不是讲人间的话语。
They do not speak about things concerning man.
那这就是他的权柄。
And this is then their authority.
我们在教会里面我们说我们是属灵教会。
In a church, we say that we are the apostolic church.
我们基督的信仰是拿着神的话语成为一个权柄。
We carry the faith of Christ, and it is our strength, our might.
跟其他的宗教不一样。
This is different from other religions.
其他的宗教很多人是他一种人生哲学，人生的哲学把它集合起来。
Other religions might consist of the philosophy of life of a certain person, a certain founder.
但是现在圣经里面呢，先知他所说的是神给他的。
But what the prophet says in the Bible is the words that God handed over to them.
这个对当时候的百姓来讲，它有一种权柄。
To the people of the time, this carried a certain authority.
是拿着神的话语来教导这些百姓。
Because they instructed the people with the word of God.
他们也可以来信从神。
And they were able to submit to God in this manner.
这是我们从这地方首先看到的。
This is what we see initially.
我们再看第二节。
Let us see verse 2.
主曾向你们列祖大大发怒。
2. The Lord has been very angry with your fathers.
这要对以色列百姓说，你们的祖先神曾经大大的发怒。
This is what is said to the Israelites. The Lord has been angry with your forefathers.
因为他们的祖先他们的先祖呢，离弃神了。
For their ancestors forsook God.
第三节。
Verse 3.
所以你要对以色列人说，万军之主如此说，你们要转向我，我就转向你们。这是万军之主说的。
3. Therefore say to them, Thus says the Lord of hosts, Return to me, says the Lord of hosts, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts.
首先是神的话临到先知。
Firstly, the word of God came upon the prophet.
然后先知就去对百姓说。
And the prophet communicated the message to the people.
这是先知书里面一个标准的描述。
This is the standard description that we find in prophetic books.
那现在讲一个重点。
Now we have a main point.
呼吁他们要转向主。
The people are called to turn to the Lord.
那么主就转向你们。
And the Lord shall return to them.
这是万军之主说的。
Says the Lord of hosts.
这有一个属灵的法则。
Here there is a spiritual rule.
人若转向神，神就转向我们。
If people turn to God, then God will turn to us.
以色列百姓来离弃神。
The Israelites forsook God.
神的愤怒是被动的。
And God's wrath was passive.
神不会主动愤怒，神不会主动离弃人。
God will not be the one who proactively is wrathful, will not be the one who proactively forsakes others.
那既然这些以色列百姓他们主动离弃神。
But if the people took the initiative and left God,
神也管教他们。
Then God disciplined them.
让他们的国家灭亡。
Causing their kingdom to be destroyed.
但是国家灭亡并不是神的最终目的。
But the destruction of the kingdom was not God's ultimate objective.
因为神不永远怀怒。
Because God's anger shall not remain forever.
他的怒气不过是转眼之间。
His anger is but a blinking of an eye.
神的公义有他的起点。
God's justice has its starting point.
但是神更多的怜悯。
But the mercies are fallen on an ever greater.
所以国家灭亡，可是神还要接纳他们。
The kingdom was destroyed, but God still received them with open arms.
所以神就在等啊。
God was waiting for them.
等他们转向神。
Waiting for them to return back to Him.
被掳到外邦国度去有七十年的时间。
They were taken in captivity and exile for 70 years.
这七十年就是神要试验他们。
And this 70 years became a trial to them from God.
他们在巴比伦的时候。
When they were in Babylon.
人家就叫他们说：“你们来唱一首你们故乡的歌给我们听听看吧。”
People instigated them, saying, "Sing us a song from your homeland."
他们说。我们亡国之后被掳外邦，我们怎能够在他乡异地为奴之地呢，来唱我们故乡的歌呢？
And they reply, How can we sing the songs of our native land in this land in which we are foreign and exiled?
啊，他们怎么可以唱故乡的歌来娱乐这些啊这些敌人呢？
How can a song of the homeland be sang to entertain these foreigners, these enemies?
那这就是一种描述，描述他们信仰要觉醒的一种。
This is a description of the sudden awakening of their faith.
所以现在神让他们回来。
So now God wanted to call them back.
我们刚刚有提到说，神的怒气是被动的。
We mentioned just before that God's wrath is passive.
神的慈爱却是主动的。
But His mercy is proactive.
很多时候我们不懂得爱神。
Many times we don't love God.
但是他已经爱我们了。
But He loved us first.
他没有背弃我们。
He did not forsake us.
是我们选择背弃。
It is us who chose to forsake Him.
好了，现在他们离弃神，神让他们被掳外邦。
So now these people forsook God, and God caused them to dwell in captivity.
但是神主动把他们带回来。
But God proactively brought them back.
在以斯拉记第一章第一节开始的时候。
In Ezra, verse 1, chapter 1, when the book begins.
神激动波斯王古列。
God stirred up the heart of King Darius.
这个以斯拉记第一章第一节可以看。
Ezra chapter 1 verse 1. We can turn to it.
有时间我们在休息的时候我们把这个以斯拉记第一章我们读到第六章这个就是历史背景跟撒加利亚书有关系的历史背景。
When we have time, we can read Ezra chapter 1 to 6. This is actually related to the historical background of the book of Zechariah.
以斯拉记第一章。
Ezra chapter 1.Verse 1, Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of King Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and also put it in writing, saying,
这个地方提到是神要应验耶利米说的要让他们回来，所以激动波斯王古列。
We are told here that in order to fulfill the word of prophet Jeremiah, the heart of King Cyrus was stirred.
因为当时候百姓被掳到外邦，受波斯帝国的统治。
For the people were exiled and governed by the Persian kingdom.
北朝是以色列是被那个亚述帝国灭掉。
The northern kingdom, the kingdom of Israel was destroyed by Assyria.
后来亚述国是被巴比伦灭掉。
And Assyria was in turn destroyed by Babylon.
那南朝犹大也是被巴比伦灭掉。
The southern kingdom was also destroyed by Babylon.
那巴比伦之后的那个大帝国呢，就是波斯。
And that great kingdom that came after the Babylonian Empire is the Persian Empire.
那通常会称为马代波斯。
Normally we call it Media and Persia.
那这个就是当时候亚欧非这个地中海沿岸的这个大区块大帝国的那个权力的那个嚣张亚述、巴比伦到。
This is how the kingdom was passed on from hand to hand to govern the areas around the Mediterranean, consisting of Europe, Asia, and Africa. The Israelites inhabited that land for a period of time already. The Persian king, for some reason, proclaimed that the people of Israel should return to the land and rebuild the temple. This must be because God touched him.
而且呢，从这个第四节以后
And from verse 4 onwards,
就看到这个王也为他们预备了很多的这个金银财物。
We see that the king prepared silver, gold, and precious stones.
还有从圣殿掳去的这些器皿呢，也归还给他们。
And the utensils which were once the booty of the battle taken from the temple returned to them.
这是前朝这个巴比伦第 帝王啊，这个尼布甲尼撒从耶路撒冷所掳过来的。
This is what was done by the Pure Dynasty by the hand of King Nebuchadnezzar.
神的爱是主动的。
God's love is proactive.
现在他们着手重建圣殿。
Now they put their hands into rebuilding the temple.
六月二十四号开始重建。
They started on the 24th of the sixth month.
在此之前已经停了十五年嘛。
But before this, they had already halted the work for 15 years.
这两位先知鼓励他们，所以又复工。
And the two prophets encouraged them, so they restored the work.
圣殿是象征神的同在。
The temple of God represents God's abidance.
是以色列百姓与神相会的地方。
It is the point of meeting between God and His people.
是他们在神面前献祭来赎罪的地方。
It is the place where they atone for the sins through sacrifices.
那也是教导律法的地方。
It is also the place where the teachings of the law are imparted.
所以这是一个信仰的象征。
Therefore, this is a representation of faith as a whole.
圣殿一定要重建完成。
The temple must be finished to its completion.
表示神的荣耀要重返以色列。
And this is how God's glory will fill Israel once again.
神要让以色列国重新复兴起来。
God will cause Israel to be restored.
让以前外邦国度的讥笑呢？可以消除。
So that the laugh and the mocking of foreign nations could be completely banished.
那这一方面也是神跟亚伯拉罕所立的约。
On one hand, this is the promise that God gave Abraham.
神应许亚伯拉罕。
God gave this promise to Abraham.
这个应许不会因为人的软弱、人犯罪，神就把它消除掉。
But the promise of God would not be cancelled because of man's weakness or man's error.
所以神纪念他与亚伯拉罕所立的约。
Therefore, God remembered the promise that He made to Abraham.
这个应许不会废掉的。
The promise will never be forsaken or cancelled.
所以现在呢，要带领他们回来。
So now, God leads His people back.
他们动手在重建圣殿已经将近两个月的时间。
They put their hands into rebuilding the temple for 2 months now.
但是现在来讲说，你们要归向神。
But now there is the saying, return to God.
所以这给我们得到一个好的教训。
So here we have a very good teaching.
他们一手在重建圣殿。
With one hand, they rebuilt the temple.
但是神要他们心真正是归向神的。
God wanted for His people's hearts to be truly turned back to Him.
如果从哈该先知的教训以及我们稍后会读的撒迦利亚书的这个内容来看
，Should we consider the teachings of Haggai and the posterior teachings that we read from the book of Zechariah?
有些百姓他们并还没有完全归向神。
Some of the people were not completely turned towards God.
他们人回到自己的地方来。
And they physically returned to their homeland.
但是现在神要的是，不但他们外在是回到自己的地方，内在也要归向神。
But now God requires them to return inwardly as well, not only outwardly to God.
那这样才是完整的。
And this would be how it would be completed.
他们回到应许之地。
They return to the promised land.
回到神的恩眷当中。
They return under the fold of the grace of God.
但是心也要归向神。
But their hearts needed to turn back to God.
那如果我们看这个约珥书哈，里面有提到这个人要怎么样来归向神。
If we turn to the book of Joel, we can find the manner by which we should return to God.
这里有一段话非常好。
Here there is a very wonderful phrase.
第二章
，Chapter Two.
约珥书第二章
，Joel Chapter Two.
约珥书第二章
，Joel Chapter Two.
二章十二节
，Chapter Two Verse 12.
十二节
，Verse 12.
我们看到十四节
，12 to 14.
主说，虽然如此，你们应当禁食、哭泣。悲哀，一心归向我。
12. Now therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning.
13节
13.
你们要撕裂心肠，不撕裂衣服，归向主你们的神，因为他有恩典，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾。
So rend your heart and all your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and He relents from doing harm.
14节
14.
或者他转意后悔，留下余福，就是留下献给你们、献给主你们神的素祭和奠祭，也未可知。
Who knows if He will turn and relent and leave a blessing behind Him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God?
约珥先知苦口婆心在呼吁当时候的百姓啊。要一心归向神。
Prophet Joel poured out his heart and his soul to tell the people to come back to their Lord and God.
那一个真正要归向神的人，在他内在的情感呢，他有一个非常大的冲击。
A person who wants to return to God feels a great struggle within themselves.
他知道以前是错的。
They know that what they did before was wrong.
今天以后要做对的。
And from now on, he shall do the right thing.
以前远离神，现在要亲近神。
In the past, they were far off from God. Now they are near God.
所以不是只有外在撕裂衣服。
Therefore, it is not only the matter to rend the outward garment.
一般以色列百姓他们在哀伤 自己的时候呢，他们会撕的衣服，好像要把心肠撕的一样。
When the Israelites were suffering or in mourning or in struggle, they would physically tear out their garments.
那久而久之，那就变成一个习惯动作。
So gradually and progressively, this became a habit.
现在神要他们真心实意的来归向他。
Now God wanted for them to verily and truly come back to Him.
那这个当中有一个谦卑的态度。
Now in the midst of this, we find a humble attitude.
仰望神的怜悯。
Looking up to God's mercies.
仰望他的恩典。
Looking up to His grace.
那这里有一个话哈，他说后悔不降所说的灾。
And here there is a phrase that says that he might relent from doing the harm.
或者是他转意后悔，中文都有把它翻成后悔。
And there is a sense of regret or relenting.
其实这个翻译不是很好。
But this is not the right translation.
在原来它这个字的意思呢，它有几层的意思。
The original meaning and the original term has several implications.
一个就是改变。
First is to change.
啊，一个是觉得很遗憾。
First is to feel lamentation.
还有叹息。
To regret as in a sigh.
啊，所以神他改变他的心意。
Therefore, God changed his mind.
啊，神叹息。
He sighed.
啊，对于人所做的事情，神叹息。
God is sighing when he sees the things that men are doing.
那看到人转向归向神的时候，他就改变。
And when he sees that men turn back to him, then he changes.
所以他真正怀的意念呢，是赐平安的意念。
So the mind that he has is a mind of goodness.
啊，他的丰富是极其，他的慈爱是极其丰富的。
His mercies are abundant and great.
我们看以色列百姓。
Let us see the Israelites.
一直蒙福。
They were always blessed.
但是神的慈爱有他的界限。
But God's mercy has its boundary.
神的公义有他的起头。
And God's justice has a starting point.
因为他是公义又慈爱的神。
Because He is both just and merciful.
他借着摩西所说的这些律法已经言明在先了。
He already proclaimed first and foremost the law of Moses.
啊，遵守就赐福啊，违背的时候要受管教。
Obey and be blessed. Disobey and be punished.
但他们还是三分四次的要背离。
But for some reason, they wanted to take the other route.
神就叹息了。
So God sighed at them.
但是当他们回转。
But when they returned,
神也改变他的心意。
God also changed his mind.
神一直在等候他们的。
God was always waiting for them.
已经先把他们带回来。
He was the one who first took them back.
建造圣殿呢，也应该同时建造自己内在的殿。
While we build a temple, let us also rebuild our inner temple.
我们在侍奉的过程当中。
In the process of our service.
是要不断的让我们的心归向神。
We need to constantly turn our hearts towards God.
那这样我们所做的工才是神所喜悦。
In this way, the work that we do will be pleasant to Him.
因为内在才是真实的我。
For the inner heart is the true self.
如果只有外在的动作。
If there is only outward action.
没有内在真实的我来搭配。
And there is not the true self driving this action from within.
这个爱就不够真了。
Then this love is not true enough.
没有里外合一了。
And because outwardly and inwardly, there is no unification.
不是从我们的心跟诚实出发的。
There is no consistency. It doesn't come from our heart or spirit and truth.
虽然他们已经进行这个工作两个月。
Although they put their hand to this work for 2 months,
神还是借着先知来提醒他们这件事情。
God still sent the prophets to remind them of the fact.
神在等他们。
God is waiting for them.
啊，你们转向我，我就转向你们。
Return to me, and I will return to you.
好，那现在这个信息是透过撒迦利亚先知对他们来说。
Now we see that this message was delivered to them through the mouth of the prophet Zechariah.
那要附带一个历史的见解作为一个劝告。
And together with this, we see that a warning from the past is carried.
啊，就说用历史啊，你们的祖先啊，就是因为不听神的话。
Now because you did not listen to the word of God, we shall bring out the example of your forefathers.
第四节。
Verse 4.
啊，翻回来撒迦利亚书一章四节。
Let us return to Zechariah chapter 1 verse 4.
不要效法你们的列祖，从前的先知呼啸他们说，万军之主如此说，你们要回头离开你们的恶道恶行，他们却不听也不顺从我，这是主说的。
Verse 4, Do not be like your fathers, to whom former prophets preached, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, Turn now from your evil ways and your evil deeds, but they did not hear nor heed me, says the Lord.
现在就提历史作为一个见解。
Now history becomes the warning call.
以前他们的祖先啊，有很多的先知一直在呼吁他们要回转。
Many prophets were sent to the ancestors, calling them back.
啊，但是他们并没有离开。
But they did not heed them.
所以导致国家灭亡。
So this caused the destruction of their kingdom.
但是国家灭亡并不是神的目的。
But the destruction of the kingdom was not God's objective.
要让他们被掳到外邦去的时候，啊，要有一个彻底的破碎，然后要重新再建立。
God wanted to render them into pieces in captivity in order to rebuild them there.
啊，那么他们必须要 吃足了苦头啊，他们才懂得觉醒。
But only at the end, at the peak of the suffering, did they awaken themselves.
啊，我们来参加我们的这个神训班。
We have come to NATS.
有些人是带着破碎的心来。
Some people come with a broken heart.
哎，破碎到底啊，是重新再起。
And broken to pieces, pulverized in order to be rebuilt.
啊，如果我们觉得过去好像亏欠啊，主耶稣啊。
If we feel that in the past we have offended the Lord Jesus Christ or the church,
哎呀，我们爱教会不够。
If we did not love the church enough,
教会需要我们的时候呢，我们还在世俗啊，在打拼。
When the church had a need for us, we were finding our way in this world, making our own living.
啊，那如果我们觉得有这个亏欠
，If we feel indebted to God in this manner,
我们就借着在这个地方的祷告
，Then by the prayers that we will have here in this place,
啊，让我们能够得到帮助。
May we be able to receive God's help.
啊，再一次的立志啊，我们要爱主。
And once again, set the determination to love Him more.
啊，以前我们走错路
，When we went down the wrong way in the past.
哎呀，这个放荡啊，游浪，放荡。
When we went our merry way, leaving the Lord behind,
像那个浪子一样
just like a prodigal son,
那个浪子也是吃足了苦头，因为他就觉醒了。
When the prodigal son reached the peak of his suffering, he came to his senses.
那么当他回头的时候
，and when he turned back,
他的父亲远远就看到他。
The father saw him from afar.
主耶稣是讲故事的高手。
Jesus was a skillful master at storytelling.
他的父亲一定是在他离开以后，天天流眼泪啊。
The father must have been weeping every single day after the son departed.
一个老人家常常掉眼泪啊，他的视力一定是模糊的。
If an old man weeps every single day, his sight would surely deteriorate.
主耶稣说的那个比喻。
And when Jesus gave us this parable,
远远的看到他的孩子。
He said he saw the son from afar.
他不见得是可以看得清楚他儿子的点。
That doesn't necessarily that he was able to figure out that that was his son from afar.
而且他的儿子已经一贫如洗了。
His son was long gone and way gone.
整个这个放浪形骸、啊、已经、啊、这个外体、啊、什么都一定会改变了。
Because he was gone for so long, we're sure that his exterior appearance must have changed.
那为什么他可以知道这是他的儿子呢
？So how did he know that that figure was his son?
很简单
，It is easy.
父母从来不会认错自己的孩子。
Parents will never misidentify their children.
他怎么变呢、啊？他总是能够认得出来。
No matter how the children trained, they are transformed. They will be able always to be recognized by their parents.
他不一定是用眼睛看，他是用心感受。
And this recognition might not necessarily be visual. It might be from the heart.
所以远远看到他就去向前，就跑过来。
So when he saw his son coming from afar, he ran to him.
也不顾他的孩子呢，穿了一身可能。衣衫褴褛的这个服装呢，他还是把他抱住了。
He didn't care how his child looked, what he was wearing, how he smelled. He just hugged him.
好，赶快吩咐把干净衣服拿来穿。
And he commanded for the best robe to be put on his son.
给他穿上这个鞋子。
And he put sandals on his feet.
给他戴上戒指。
He put the ring on his finger.
重新要认定他，你还是我的孩子。
To re-acknowledge and reaffirm to him, you are still my son.
他的父亲在等候他。
His father was waiting for him.
如果他不回来,
if he never came back,
父亲就等不到他了,
then the father would have waited with no end.
他也等不到他的父亲了,
and neither would he be able to see his father ever again.
转向回来了,
it is all because the son came back.
原来自从他离开那一天, 他的父亲一直在等候他的。
From the day that he left his father was waiting for him.
小弟注目过的一间教会,
I once pastored a certain local church.
有一个弟兄,
and in it there was a certain brother
离开教会大概二十年的时间,
who left the church for about 20 years.
他因为跟父亲吵架, 所以离家就出走。
Because he got into an argument with his father, he decided to abandon his home.
他也不参加聚会了。
And neither did he come back to service.
在世上流浪。
He wandered about in the world.
赚了很多钱啊。
He made quite a lot of money.
他跑到阿根廷去了。
And he went to Argentina.
台湾到阿根廷搭飞机要三十多个小时啊。前前后后啊，要三个小时，三四个小时。
The plane ride from Argentina to Taiwan to Argentina is 30 hours plus.
啊，这个浪子流浪啊，一定是离家很远。
So when the prodigal son left, he wants to go far away from home.
在家门口哈、啊，那个不算流浪，没有人在家门口流浪的，在家的门口那条巷子流浪，那个不叫流浪，那叫玩耍。
No one leaves their home to be in the porch. That is just playing around.
他离了家远远的。
He was far, far off from home.
他不要听到家里的消息，他也不让家里找到他。
Because he didn't want to hear anything about his home. He didn't want the people in home to find him.
跑到距离台湾最远的地方。
So he went to the farthest place he could think about from Taiwan.
有一天。
And one certain day,
当地发生了一种流行病。
There was a certain contagious disease that occurred locally.
脑膜炎。
It was meningitis.
送到院去的大概都没有活着回来。
People who are sent with this condition to the hospital don't have much hope.
医生告诉他的太太。
The doctor told his wife.
你要心理准备。
You need to be prepared for whatever happens.
没有人活着离开的。
And no one has left this place alive.
现在大流行啊。
And now it is a widespread disease.
你的先生也是这样。
And your husband has contracted this very disease.
所以非常危险。
So danger is very high.
他的太太就打电话回台湾。
So her wife called back to Taiwan.
告诉她的婆婆。
And told her her mother-in-law.
她的婆婆一直都没有孩子的消息，现在一听到消息是她的孩子快死掉。
Mother-in-law didn't hear from his son for years, and now the first news he hears is that his son is about to die.
教会就大家为他祷告。
So the entire church prayed for him.
她的婆婆就是这个弟兄的妈妈一直祷告。
And the mother of this brother also prayed for him earnestly.
医生说奇迹。
The doctor said, "We have a miracle."
只有你这一个。
Only one instance that we have seen so far.
他的妻子说，因为我们是基督徒。
And the wife explained, "We are Christians."
好，他就回来了。
So then he came back.
他知道他自己错了。
He knew that what he had done before was wrong.
回家去了。
So he went back home.
回家去的时候，正好小弟就到那个地方去住。
And when he went back home and went to church, I happened to be the resident minister of the church.
他母亲每天到教会来祷告。
The mother would come to pray to church every single day.
不久呢就遇到灵恩布道会。
And no long after, it was ritual convocation.
他就回来祷告。
So she came back to pray.
他已经四十多岁了。
She was in her 40s.
在母亲的肚子里面就当慕道者了。
So she was there was true seeking from within her womb.
出生就受洗了。
That is to say, the child was baptized when he was born.
四十多岁还没有领受圣灵。
But at 40, he did not receive the Holy Spirit.
这当中二十年是在流浪啊。
In this 20 years, he was wandering about.
回来的时候就跪在前面祷告。
And when he came back, he knelt here in the front, in the center.
布道会。
During our evangelical service,
放声大哭，好像一个小孩子。
He wept loudly like a child.
耶稣把圣灵赐给他。
And the Lord Jesus granted him the Holy Spirit.
他没有去犯自死的罪了。
He did not commit any mortal sin.
因为跟父亲不和，然后也不喜欢到教会。
Because he did not like to come to church, and he was in some enmity with his father.
耶稣把他当成慕道者，再一次的接纳他。
The Lord took him as a true seeker and once again received him back.
那一次，他的太太跟他女儿也受圣灵。
And during that time, his wife and His daughter also received the Holy Spirit.
也受洗。
They were baptized.
他还有一个哥哥。
He had an older brother.
比他更久。
Who, for an even longer time.
五十岁了。
He was 50.
母亲肚子里面就当慕道者，出生就受洗了。五十岁了还没有受圣灵。
He was a true seeker from the womb, baptized at birth, but did not receive the Holy Spirit at the age of 50.
他去跟他哥哥说。
So he went and told his older brother.
哥哥要回来。
Brother, you need to come back.
我们离开家庭。
We went away from our family.
母亲一直为我们祷告。
Our mom has been praying for us.
我们离开教会。
And we forsook the church.
耶稣一直在等我们。
And the Lord has been waiting for us to come back.
他重新接纳我。
He received me again.
你要回来。
You need to come back too.
在下一次灵恩布道会，他哥哥也回来。
The next ritual convocation, the older brother came to the church.
跪同一个地方。
And he knelt in the same spot.
放声大哭啊。
He wept loudly.
耶稣也把圣灵赐给他。
And the Lord also gave him the Holy Spirit.
他们回家跟父亲和好。
They went back home to his father and reconciled.
全教会的人都很高兴。
And the entire church rejoiced for them.
最高兴的是他的妈妈。
And the one who was the happiest was their mother.
人跟神和好，转向归向神，跟神和好，跟人就会和好。
When men are reconciled to God, when men turn back to God, then there is harmony between them and other men as well.
一个一直为孩子流泪祷告的母亲，她的孩子是不应该堕落的。
If a mother constantly prays for their children with tears, their children should not become corrupt.
所以随时转向神。
So at all times, let them turn back to God.
神就一直在等这以色列百姓啊。
In the same manner, God is awaiting for these Israelites.
所以我们要更爱主。
Therefore, let us love Jesus more.
让我们的心真的是在主里面。
Let our faith be in the heart of Christ.
这就是我们建造圣殿一个必要的条件。
This is a prerequisite for us to set our hands to build the temple of God.
后来这个弟兄呢，他就立志在教会里面当管理员什么大小事情都做，洗卫生间他也乐此不疲。
Later on, this brother decided to do anything possible for Christ, administratively or cleaning or whatever he could set his hand to do.
他仰望主的怜悯。
He looked up to the Lord's mercy.
他就体验到这个恩典了。
And he experienced the grace of God.
所以现在神叫先知说的，就是要鼓励他们也要回转。
So now the prophet calls upon the people to also return to him.
在这个情况底下建立的圣殿，他们也建立了自己的内在信仰。
Under the circumstances of the physical rebuild, they also managed to achieve a spiritual rebuild.
我 我们就讲到这个地方。
So let us conclude at this point now.
一起同心来祷告。
And let us pray in one accord.